quick on the right now. Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles here with staticradio.com.
And .net.
And .net.
Both of them, we have both.
And .org.
No, we don't have .org.
Oh.
I think that's a Mexican station, actually. Ah, la musica, Las Jeep Trick.
La 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 la.
Do you remember that at all from Fridays? Anyway, never mind.
Yeah, la musica.
That's right, la musica.
That's
we're
doing that rap.
Well,
that sounds like something that you stole,
yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I did. It was from Bruce Mahler from Fridays, I believe. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fish.
Anywho, anyway, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good weekend, Miles?
I did.
Oh, good. That's fantastic to hear. You know, this weekend, Friday, my wife gets home from work, and she says, I'm not cooking.
Yeah.
I want a steak. We're going out.
Oh.
I'm like, all right. You know, I'm always game to go out to dinner.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
So we had an early Valentine's dinner, since there's no way in hell we're going out on Valentine's Day.
Sure.
And we went to the steakhouse.
Similar.
It was someplace where there's a decent... An okay steak, I guess. Not the best steak in the world, but that place closed. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I was actually mourning the closure of that place, which has probably been about 10 years now, or maybe, something like that.
Yep.
And my wife's like, you got to get over things. You really do. Come on.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to go out for a steak. So we go out, and, it's... We weren't late by any means, it was only like about 5:15, something like that.
Yeah.
But it was starting to get busy, and, the place was pretty full, but it wasn't like a big long line or anything to get in yet, so thank goodness, because I certainly can't handle that, It's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm basically like a toddler nowadays when it comes to waiting in line for things, so... It's
a toddler?
Yeah, pretty much. I just cannot wait. What thing is there long? You were here first. My turn.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway, we didn't have to wait too long, and we get seated. And I mean, it's very busy and very noisy.
Yeah.
And the hostess lady gets us all situated, and then our server comes up. My wife went to the restroom, and so our server comes up to get the drink orders. And I put those in, and then my wife gets back, and, we're waiting for her to come back for the regular order. And... So the lady comes back again. It's very packed. It's packed. It's loud. It's obnoxious. But at least I didn't have to wait. So
right.
So she comes back to take our order, and the waitress is talking to us. And I'm a gentleman, unlike other people who are going to be talking here soon. And I always let my wife order first. So she has the most puzzled look on her face with our waitress talking to her, asking what she wants. And I swear to God, I was like, am I like in Las Vegas with Hunter S. Thompson at this point? Because she was so confused looking. She looked like she had done like some mescaline or something. You know what I mean? Her face was so like twisted and she's like, huh? Yeah. I thought for a minute, I'm like, am I Benicio del Toro in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and she's Hunter S. Thompson or some, or vice versa.
Right.
Because she looked at this lady like she had stuff coming out of her nose or something. It was really funny. And so I proceed to interpret what this waitress is asking my wife. I feel like we're in a foreign country or something. I don't know. I'm like, she wants to know what you'd like. What would you like? And she's like, and then she goes and puts her order in, and I put my order in, and I'm like, she's yelling from the room.
Shut the hell up!
And so I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I cannot understand this woman. I'm like, what are you talking about? I cannot understand this waitress. I can't. She's not making any sense. It's like she's talking gibberish.
Did she have a stroke or something?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I'm like, what is going on?
Your lips move, but I can't hear what you say.
So we, she comes back and asks about dessert again. My wife's like, like the RCA dog or something, looking at this woman.
Omelette du fromage?
Yeah, she wants to know if we want... Do you want anything to dessert? No, we don't want any dessert, we're done. Oh, here she comes.
She was very hard to understand.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I definitely heard that.
No, did you hear what she said?
She was very hard to understand.
Okay, well, come here. Now, you do... Here, I'm apparently very good at interpreting people. Because here is... Yeah. My wife's going to do the impersonation of what she thought that the server lady sounded like. The waitress.
You guys want to do that with that?
Was it Bobcat Goldblade?
Kind of, I guess. I wasn't having that hard of a time interpreting this, apparently. But she was having a...
Was he a dolphin?
She seems to think that she was talking in this kind of weird sing-songy high voice.
It faded in and out.
Okay. So, apparently she thought it sounded like a drive-through speaker. And I guess I was sitting closer. I don't know. Maybe I was farther to the edge.
Would you like to stick me in your
mouth? Yeah. It was funny. It was really funny. I've never seen her so confused. And I was like, what's going on? What's with you? Are you high or something? What's going on? It's like... Yeah, so... I don't recall being that extreme, but apparently, to my wife, this lady sounded a bit like a dolphin, so.
Sounds like a bad guy from the Powerpuff Girls.
The Mojo Jojo?
Yeah, there's another one, like a devil-looking creature.
Oh, the devil guy, yeah. What was his name?
Didn't he have like a kind of voice?
Yeah, I don't remember him as much. I remember Mojo Jojo, because he was my favorite.
Mojo Jojo!
I am Mojo Jojo!
Mojo Jojo.
He was my favorite character, so.
Oh, yeah, that's a badass show, man.
Yeah, I don't... The other guy I do recall, but he was not my favorite, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mojo, I guess Jojo. Maybe she was like that. I'm not sure, so. I did not have too much trouble. But to be honest with you, half the time I'm faking it through life anyway, so she could have said who knows what, and I just answered with whatever I was thinking, so. She may have said, she may have said something else, and I just like, I'll have a Coke.
Yeah, I'll have that menage a trois thing. Yeah, cool, let's do it.
I don't know. Yeah, I just go with whatever I'm thinking whenever somebody asks me a question I understand, and then we sort it out from there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being that hard to interpret, so. So I guess apparently if you want to confuse my wife, just talk in a voice that modulates high and low quickly.
Would you like to also be
remaking it? That's right. You're going to sign over all of your funds to me.
What the F is she talking about? What right. The
F? I'm not doing nothing.
This effing woman F her.
So. Anyway, that was the weird. That was the weird night, and we get in the car and we're talking about it. And I'm like, that wasn't my experience.
So you couldn't. You understood the dolphin woman just fine, but your wife could not pull out.
Apparently. I mean, I wouldn't say just fine. It was very noisy. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was hard to. It was hard to stay. You know, to hear. Anything, let alone, you know, but I thought that it was, you know, it was recognizable, so.
Yeah, it's terrific.
But then again, I can order in Spanish, even though I don't know any Spanish, so.
Agua, pardon me,
So, you know, for me, it's all fakery, so.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. If I go deaf or have trouble hard of hearing, it's going to be fine, because I'll just... Yeah, I'll have a Coke, and then they'll either say, that's not what I asked you, or they'll say, okay. That's what I did overseas, too, when we traveled. I was like, yeah, Coke.
Coca-Cola, hey. Number one Joe,
that's right.
Number one Joe.
And I don't know what they were asking me, if I wanted something to drink or not, but that's usually what I would say.
Oh, what finger in your ass? Yeah, I'll have that.
And then I point to things. Bing, boom, bang.
Yo, your finger in my ass? Okay, all right. Yeah, case you're pointing.
So, yeah, it's all good. So what's going on with you? I'm apparently now a... wildly modulating waitress interpreter.
Yeah.
I'm licensed now. I think I've passed my test at this point, so.
You are. Yeah. You are. You're the king. You are the king.
Yeah.
So, I have a food story as well this week.
Oh, really? Is it about food going in or coming out?
Going in and lingering, I guess. I don't know.
With you, I always have to ask, because sometimes your food stories are coming out foods, and it's like,
No, this has nothing to do with poo or anything like that.
Yeah, actually. It's like, I don't know if I want to hear about this.
Sometimes I'm just like, you know, can you just pick me up a can of something? I was raised on, you know, cans of something.
Well, that's because you were an afterthought.
Basically, pretty much. Yeah.
And the rest of your siblings had moved out by the time you reached the age of solid food.
Yes, basically. Yes. And well, I mean, I was raised like on like chili in a can. I love chili in a can.
Chili in a can.
I love corned beef hash.
Would Miles like some chili in a can? Yes, Mama.
Oh, I love it! I love it with and without beans.
Oh my God. So good. So whenever you got older and you realized you could actually use plates and bowls, you were like, what? Let me ask you this question. Is one of your siblings the ones that got arrested out in California with all those kids chained up or anything?
No.
Oh, okay, no. Just checking. No.
Accused of, but not convicted of,
So you love, and, I know you love corned beef hash, which is the grossest thing. I watched you cook.
My wife made it the other night. She was all upset. It smells like shit.
Well, let me ask you this question. When you made it,
yeah,
did you have your shirt on?
Yeah, well, she made it for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you.
And so the other day, I'm in there, I'm like, man, I'm just in the mood for some soup. You know, I love soup in a can.
You love canned food.
I do. I don't know. I love it. I grew up on it, and I see a can of French onion soup.
Your mom has prepped you for the apocalypse.
Pretty much. I could make it. I think I could make it the apocalypse. I love things out of a can.
Yeah, you could. I could not. I don't eat anything out of a can.
Like cranberry sauce. Love it.
Don't know. My God.
Yeah. So I find a can of French onion soup.
Okay, French onion soup, Campbell's?
You know, I don't recall if it was. I don't think it was, but my wife is very uppity about buying brand names.
So she does not buy brand names, or she does?
She does not really, yeah. She'll try to get, like, great value or something.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And I haven't had it in a while. I love French onion soup. I love it. Mm, delicious. Delicious, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I ate this whole can. It was so good.
You ate it a whole can of, did you add water to it or just
eat the can? Yes, I did add water to it. I ate it.
Okay, just checking. I didn't know if maybe you just heated up the can on the stove and ate it out of there. I'm not sure, so.
No.
Okay.
I swear to God, for like the next 3 days, this is all I hear about. Oh, God. Oh, you know what you smell like? Oh. What?
You smell like a French onion.
For like the next 3 days, all I hear. Oh, it's in your breath, and it's coming out of your body.
Le stink.
You wouldn't think I'd bathe in this thing or something. Like it was my shampoo or something. Like I had to hear it bitching about this for 3 days.
You're like Pepe Le Miles. Pepe Le Miles. Oh, ma chérie.
Did you brush your teeth? I'm like, yeah, I brush my teeth twice a day. It's like, hey.
I brush them even though my nephews don't.
That's right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't think this was going to lead to almost like near divorce court. I didn't think it would do that.
I think if your wife would have bought the Campbell's version, on the label it says, don't eat the whole fucking can because you'll smell like onions.
Because she does buy the stuff when she cooks stuff, like she'll put it on a roast or something or, you know, something like that.
Right, yeah.
But I just saw it. I thought, okay, it's up for dibs. You know, dibs. You know,
I'll take it. There's no roast. I'll just eat the whole can of soup.
I ate the whole can. It was so good. It was yummy and delicious. I don't care. I don't care. I'll do it again. Like, my God, all the bitching I had to hear about. Oh, my God. Your breath smells, your fart smells, your skin smells, your...
Yeah, I can't eat a lot of onions because the same thing happens to me, so...
Yeah.
And then sometimes, those farts, man, they can kill. They're really bad.
Oh, yeah. Onion farts are bad. Yeah. They're very bad.
You ever see that SpongeBob episode where he ate the onion ketchup soup that he made?
Where
it sizzled off everybody's eyebrows? Yeah.
I probably did, I imagine, but yeah.
Well, that's what I could imagine was like your house there.
Yeah, I didn't make any friends that week. I'm telling you.
This may be a new strategy for you to get a raise.
Yeah, right. Like, listen, go back to where you came from.
I'm going to eat onion soup every day until I get a raise.
Oh.
Man, you're kidding us. We cannot take it anymore.
Lucky it's not an aphrodisiac,
anything. Yeah, it's an aphrodisiac. No, I know. I think for you, the aphrodisiac is that slurpy sound whenever you dump the cranberry sauce out of the can.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you instant burn or something.
We had a fight about that, like our very first Thanksgiving. Like, well, you have it in the can. No, you don't. You make it. You break can things and you make it.
Oh, no. Well, I don't eat cranberry anything, but whatever.
I go, no, it comes out of a can like potatoes. Come out of a box. No, they don't. You make your own potatoes. I go, not my mom. She made it right out of a box.
Miles Title and his lazy mother.
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean? You mean they grow food? It doesn't come in boxes and cans?
I don't know. That's what I was raised on it, man. I don't know.
I lived in a bunker. All my young formative years.
Right.
I grew up in a bunker.
Yeah.
All we had was canned food and soda pop.
You know, the one thing, though, I did not get into, which was just my dad's own thing in the weekend, he would open up a big can of salmon.
Oh, Sam. Oh, my God. You know, it seemed like every time my mom would make salmon patties. You ever have salmon patties?
No, thank God, no, because I smelled what my dad was eating. I smelled.
Every time she'd open up that can, I swear there was an eyeball on top.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, and then she'd make me eat some of it, and I'm like, mm-mm, never again. Never again. No.
Yeah, that was like a good thing.
Pat them out into these like hamburgers, right?
Yeah.
And you fry them up in a skillet.
Yeah.
Salmon patties. Ugh. I could throw up right now. I could throw up.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember him like salmon out of a can.
Ugh. There's always an eyeball, I swear to God.
And you know something I ate too that I would never eat as an adult, but liver sausage.
What are you, a dog? Christ.
Uh-huh.
You a dog eating liver sausage?
I don't know. We used to get it when I was a kid. I never knew what it was. I just loved eating it.
Really? Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah. I eat it all the time. But now I wouldn't eat it now. But I'm like, man.
Well, you know, some people do like that liver sausage.
Yeah.
Not me, but, yeah, some people.
Put some yellow mustard on it. Oh, man. Mm.
I can't believe you like to eat stuff out of a can. That's just weird.
I don't know. I just, Campbell's soup. I would be dysfunctional for Campbell's soup, man. Yeah.
Hmm. What about if, like, you went to the, what if you went to, you know, there's these places that basically get these random canned foods that are dented?
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even have labels, and you can buy, like, a whole box of them for, like, a dollar.
Oh, well, yeah.
Would
you
do that? Would that work for you?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom actually would go like to like a food like a bread outlet place too, like Dale's Bakery. Or
right, something. Yeah, the bread place.
You know, in her Cadillac, you know, she.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we were poor and we went to the bread outlet. You were rich and went to the bread outlet.
Yeah, well, we always have like stuff that was weird, like you know, like kosher rye bread or something. I'm like, what? We're not even Jewish. What the? She's like, yeah, it was on sale. They're getting rid of it.
I got it like, for a dime.
Yeah, I thought I had to convert. We're eating so much of it. Like,
okay, I don't think that you can. Can you? Is it kosher to eat stuff out of cans? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. This is bread. I mean, it was bread.
Okay, but, you know. I'm just asking. No, yeah. We used to get I'll go to the butter or the Dolly Madison store.
Yeah.
And my whole school career was getting the old zingers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you know, Dolly Madison's neat to eat treats. You know.
Yeah.
And I had to go get the old. We got the old zingers because they were you know going to expire.
Yeah,
that was my lunchbox every day. Old zinger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm very well acquainted with the Dale Bread Store.
Yeah, we'd get off. I always had off-brand shit. Like my wife, like when she first came to like you know my parents' house, she goes, "What the f is Red Pop?"
Red Pop.
I go, I don't know, what are you talking about? She goes, right there in the bottle, it just says Red Pop. I don't know, I guess it's cherry or fruit or something, I don't know. It's weird.
I love that Red Pop.
It also was Red Pop, yeah, we'd always get these weird, you know.
Was it from, like, the Russia or something?
I have no idea, I don't know, wherever they would shop at, you know, we'd get, like, weird stuff.
Well... Your mother went down to railroad salvage again, and here's what we got, a bunch of Russian pop. Yeah.
Get their jug of wine, the big jug of wine, Rhine wine.
Jug of wine, that's nice.
Yeah, that was, yeah, they'd get like this big jug of wine, this Rhine wine, yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can't beat it, it's cheaper than $2 Chuck.
Yeah, $2 Chuck.
it's like 50 cents for a gallon.
Yeah.
Your dad was the original 50 Cent.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. With salmon, yeah.
With salmon on the side.
Yeah, a little salmon on the side.
A little 50 Cent and salmon.
Yep.
Damn eyeball.